Good morning, Hopkins Alumni Wind Ensemble. My name is Dr. Jesse Lowe from Kent State University in Ohio. I'm director of bands there. I'm looking forward to your performance this morning at the CMEA State Band and Orchestra Festival in Stockton, California on May 23rd. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
See, again, here's an instance where the saxophones and the clarinets have an accent to begin a line, but they're not getting that clear from the staccatos are nice and light and have a lot of sparkles in them, and they're being done so well that we need that contrast of a more aggressive front of a note. Especially when these trade leading all the way 155 to 166, when we have the recap of the tune, we need to hear all these pyramid, these cascading accents and different entrances. Same idea, make sure that we carry through. Style or one tempo or one set of articulations or one key in a lot of sense. It just changes so much, and I think that the ensemble's been put a lot of work obviously into rehearsing really, really well and handling in particular the transitions, because that's where things are exposed, and I think you should feel very, very good about in general just communicating a wonderful style all the way throughout the tune. I think working on integrity of sound and sustained passages towards ends would really help out a great deal, as well as making sure that we're having good clear fronts of accented notes. Yeah, that first note, that low B flat, has challenged many a band, whether it's a middle school, a high school, or a college band. It's such a challenging, isolated note, especially for the horn players. And I think that the tendency is to want to move on from that note too soon because it is so challenging and it's in such a low register. But I think that if instead you err on the side of playing it on the stronger side of mezzo piano and lingering a bit on it, then you give the players a chance to really build up good air momentum to go into that first full measure. Very beautiful lyric playing here at the beginning. Fantastic style. We could use a little bit more of the melody, however. I think that we're tending in general a little bit to have the woodwinds predominate over lower middle brass figures. So it needs to come out a little bit more. Part of it may be the room, you know, just not playing a new hall. Way the acoustics work in here as well. Yeah, the tune can come out quite a bit here at 12 on the trumpets. Brand new voice. sure if you're playing an accompanimental figure to back off and really let those folks come through. Yeah, with the saxophone pickup into 34. Oh, again, these accented notes, I think just, not that they have to be overly articulate with the tongue, but there needs to be enough energy at the start of the note that it's marked. It's not lyric, but that it's different in the texture of being legato. I think that I'm trying to explain it in a couple different ways, maybe so that it might help the ensemble understand. Very beautiful lyric playing here at 35. Very nice job, flutes. We need a lot more of the low voices here to anchor things out. Just to change the character of the sound here. And finish notes out. We'll go all the way to the end. Same thing on the Broadly section at 48. That note needs to speak. It has that accent on it. So a clear beginning. Issues here in the woodwinds at 53 and 54. We're just not hearing, again, enough of all these independent brass lines in that same section, 53 to 55. Very nice job in the middle. I think that if we can continue
me to focus on ensemble, how we execute ensemble accents. Accents are all different, whether it's in a lyric accent, like in this case where there's a clear beginning and a weight to the sound, as opposed to more of a dance-like accent where it's more percussive, like in Irish Rhapsody, for example. I think that it will help everything not sound so similar, and it'll add a little bit more texture to the sound, especially with these pickups. There's so much lyric energy that Kelly will put those accents in more of a to emphasize that first sound and how it leads to the next one, and from the beginning of the tune or to the exalted. Dun, 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 dun. I think also just clarifying a little bit with some of the low brass, us unifying articulation style during legato sections, which is difficult, especially with trombones, because you have a slide and you have to have that tongue slide coordination. What helps sometimes is removing the tongue from it and smearing it and then putting a light tongue back in so that you know how to coordinate the speed between the two. So the key is like, one of the material for 172 is prioritizing what we want the audience to hear. Right now it's a clear what we want the audience to hear. And then with sections that are unison, really listening across the ensemble, really making sure we're agreeing on articulation style and how we're interpreting rhythm. Melody is really what we want the audience to hear, so that everything isn't screaming over each other all the way through. I think that would help out a lot, just because it's not the ensemble's fault, but the way that it's scored, there's so much activity going on that if we don't identify that and really make sure that the ensemble puts ears towards that and have them adjust their volume, it's going to be very, very tough. In general, I thought that the first two pieces really worked so well for the students. They very much wholeheartedly communicated what was in the music, and the style was fantastic and outstanding. I think the third tune was a big stretch, and I think many wonderful things were in that tune. I think rhythmically, keeping pulse by and large steady was done really, really well. I think that at times it was hard to grab on from the audience standpoint of what was important. I mean, a lot of times we just got inundated with the sound, and it was hard to tell where the line was going. So, but in general, kudos to you for an outstanding performance. I mean, some very, very challenging literature, and you played it very, very well. So I hope my comments were helpful, and if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me, and the best of luck to you in the last home stretch of the school year. Take care.